exactly.
And to see
you
other nations.
You get the point.
Yeah. Right.
You get the point. Anyway, well, let's check out the news.
Wake up with the best in music, news, entertainment. From sunrise to sunset, we bring the power. Power FM. Wake up to the best in music, news, entertainment with Power Breakfast, your favorite weekday morning show on Power 91.3 FM, Beast TV, Channel 92 on Topstar, and live on Facebook. Here's Mike. He loves Maximo. He starts with banana flavor for breakfast. He moves with vanilla during traffic. He moves with strawberry at lunchtime. He even has chocolate flavor at dinner too.
Mike, dinner too?
I can't help it. It's Maxi Moo. Be like Mike. That's me, by the way. Move with the Maxi Moo you love. Maxi Moo flavored milk. Let Maxi move you. Catch the Power Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
Every Monday to Friday.
You're rocking with the DJ that keeps the hits coming. Catch the Power Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress. Shekinah and Fortress, the Queens of Breakfast.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
UPND youths in Lusaka District commend President Tetulema for promoting unity. Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PSC leader Andy Ford Banda urges government to promote energy mix. In international news, Malawi's President Mutharika moves swiftly to appoint partial cabinet. And in sports news, Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZICSA, reaffirms its commitment to national development and youth empowerment through sport.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. Opposition People's Alliance for Change, PAC leader Andy Ford Banda has urged government to promote alternative energy sources, noting that Zambia's overdependence on hydropower is risky amid the growing impacts of climate change. He observed that unpredictable rainfall patterns make it difficult to rely solely on water for power generation and called for greater diversification of the country's energy mix. Mr. Banda also emphasized the need to implement cost-reflective tariffs to attract private investment in the energy sector. He noted that investors are unlikely to commit funds where there is little prospect for profit, stressing that the current tariff structure offers limited incentives for investment.
We have to continue looking at alternative energy sources because we have depended too much on hydro. And with the climate change, and with the changes in with the climate change, we don't know when and which year we will have water or which year we will not have water. The other part is that in order to attract investors in the energy sector, we need to make sure to implement cost-reflective tariffs, because without cost-reflective tariffs, we're not going to have investors in the energy sector. Tetumwingire business yako atimunepanga loss, ngamwingire business mnafaka mnepanga profit. That is the reality today about our energy sector. There's not much money to be made. That's why I want to business. So what we need to do is to come up with the proper cost-reflective tariffs.
UPND Lusaka Province Youth Chairperson Anderson Banda has commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his continued efforts to promote national unity, especially through initiatives that encourage collaboration among traditional leaders. Mr. Banda noted that the President's approach of bringing chiefs together has fostered unprecedented interaction among traditional leaders who are now visiting one another and attending various traditional ceremonies across the country. He said this development reflects a new level of inter-chief cooperation, which demonstrates the President's commitment to building a more cohesive and united nation. Mr. Banda further urged citizens to support the President's unity agenda, describing it as essential to Zambia's social harmony and national development. Meanwhile, he appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to review the Electoral Code of Conduct and include provisions that penalize individuals who use tribal sentiments for political gain. He stressed that leadership should be based on merit and integrity rather than tribal affiliation.
That His Excellency the President, Mr. Kainde Hichilema, has tried his level best in uniting this country. For the first time in the history of this country, we have chiefs visiting each other. We have chiefs attending each other's traditional ceremonies across the regions. Chiefs extending notes. Chiefs promoting each other. And the President himself has demonstrated also he has attended all the traditional ceremonies, even in areas that others could not go to. That is a clear demonstration that we are all supposed to appreciate and add more so that this country indeed becomes a one Zambia, one nation state. My Electoral Commission of Zambia, would you amend your Electoral Code of Conduct and attach a clause that punishes people who conduct politics on tribal rights? They must be banned.
A non-government organization looking to the welfare of serving and former inmates, including citizens who come in contact with the justice system, has kicked off a five-day program ahead of this week's World Day Against the Death Penalty. The Prisoners Future Foundation, PFF, Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba highlights that the campaign seeks to promote justice that restores rather than one that punishes. On October 10th, the world will be commemorating World Day Against Death Penalty under the theme, "The Death Penalty Protects No One." Mr. Mayamba reiterates that death penalty does not deter crime, but disproportionately affects the poor and marginalized individuals and denies offenders an opportunity to redemption. Mr. Mayamba is also calling on the media, civil society and members of the public to take part in the dialogue and push the agenda for compassionate justice in Zambia.
The death penalty is not a solution. It is a symptom of deeper systemic failures. It disproportionately targets the poor and marginalized, offers no real deterrence, and forecloses the possibility of redemption. Our campaign is a call to conscience and a demand for compassionate justice. PFF calls on media partners, civil society and the general public to join in this critical dialogue. The foundation believes that every human life holds value and that Zambia can lead the way in choosing compassion over cruelty. Together, ladies and gentlemen, fellow countrymen and women, let us envision a future where justice heals, communities thrive, and the death penalty is a relic of the past.
In international news, just a day after his inauguration, Malawi's newly elected President Arthur Peter Mutharika has begun assembling his administration, naming a partial cabinet that brings back experienced figures to tackle the nation's severe economic challenges. A statement from the President's office confirmed several critical posts. Economist and former banker Joseph Mwanamwazeka has been reappointed as finance minister, a role he held from 2016 to 2020. In a move signaling continuity in foreign policy, George Chaponda returns as Minister of Foreign Affairs. Mutharika also solidified his electoral alliance by appointing Enoch Chihana of the Alliance of Democracy as second vice president. Further reinforcing his security team, Lieutenant General George Jafu was named head of Malawi Defense Force and Richard Luhanga as new police chief. Still within international news, exporters who violate a new quota system on cobalt will be permanently banned from the DRC, Democratic Republic of Congo. This is according to President Felix Tshisekedi. The DRC is the world's top producer of the metal, which is critical to manufacturing of electric batteries. In February, Kinshasa blocked all exports as prices hit a record low. Last month, it announced a new quota system based on historical exports and due to come into effect on October 16th. We monitored African News.
Exporters who violate a new quota system on cobalt will be permanently banned from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, President Felix Tshisekedi has warned. The DRC is the world's top producer of the metal, which is critical to the manufacture of electric batteries. In February, Kinshasa blocked all exports as prices hit a record low. Last month, it announced a new quota system based on historical exports and due to come into effect on October 16th. Miners will be able to ship just over 18,000 tons of cobalt for the rest of this year, with annual caps of just over 96,000 tons for 2026 and 2027. Tshisekedi reportedly told his cabinet on Friday that he would apply exemplary sanctions to anyone violating